Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Ouija boards are in the news. Dozens of children hospitalized after playing with a Ouija board at a Colombian school.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear about it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. We like that too. And if you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Hughes with me. I haven't called you that forever.
That is hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like one time your name.
Yeah, it was one at one time. That was my maiden name.
Also known as Kathy Gordon.
That's right.
Have you heard this Ouija board thing?
I have not, but always with the Ouija boards. So much with a Ouija board.
Because we shouldn't be messing with them.
I guess not.
We're opening up portals. But this one is really interesting. So you know how, like, you always get news stories on your phones?
Yeah.
Well, one day I get this news story. It's like dozens of children hospitalized after a Ouija board thing. I was like, what the hell is this? And it almost sounded like, is that a National Enquirer story? And I don't even know if National Enquirer is still around
anymore. That's so funny because I was just thinking about that like yesterday or the day before. I thought,
did you decide? Is it around?
I don't think it is.
They probably got sued. I think sued
out of being the National Enquirer. So
that was like a news story that just came across my phone. So I Googled it and there's all kinds of different stories about this incident. So the one that I read was from the Daily Mirror.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how trustworthy that is. So just, but there's video of it.
Okay.
Of all of these kids in this mass hysteria, which I did watch. So the story is this.
Okay.
It's a shocking incident unfolded at a San Francisco de Asis school in Timbiqui, Colombia. I don't know if I said any of that right. So we can just abbreviate that by this happened in Colombia.
Okay.
At a school. Dozens of children were rushed to the hospital after allegedly playing with a Ouija board. The incident has raised concerns among parents, educators, and authorities, prompting calls for increased vigilance. No Ouija boards in school. I guess that's it. According to reports, a total of 36 children experienced disturbing symptoms, including fainting, temporary loss of sight, and anxiety. Teachers and family members present at the scene immediately assisted the affected children before they were transported to a local hospital for further treatment. So the school's rector, Emilio Balanta, resorted to sprinkling holy water on the group and reciting a prayer, saying, "It is a very unusual phenomenon which occurred. A girl started to struggle, so the other girls grabbed her to prevent her from injuring herself. And then another girl began experiencing the same problem. There are 36 students, children of all ages. That is what is believed. It was a diabolical situation. There's no explanation for what happened. There is none."
No, there is absolutely no explanation.
It makes me sound like he said that, and that was through an interpreter.
Okay.
There is none. So speculation surrounding the cause of the incident has emerged, with some attributing it to the use of the Ouija board. I don't know why they're playing with a Ouija board in school. That's a question that should be answered. While others suggest an online challenge found on the internet could have caused this hysteria. However, no concrete evidence has been found to substantiate these claims. An ongoing investigation is being conducted to shed light on the matter. Thankfully, most of the affected children have made a significant recovery since the harrowing incident earlier this month. Rector Balenta noted, "We had to take them all to the hospital, but they are around 90% recovered." Sorry, I don't know. There's something about the rector. "Some still have certain symptoms, but nothing major." I don't know what the certain symptoms
okay,
are.
Okay, so there's about 10% with
certain symptoms. Does, like, what is the symptom? Is their head spinning around? Are they like talking in tongues? Are they
they walking, like doing the backflip and walking across the room?
Are they doing the creepy voice, the like the one that I like?
Are they talking like this? Is it like, what? Look at me, Rector?
I don't know. Is it that? Is that one of the certain symptoms? I don't know. The incident has raised concern among educational authorities. Amarildo Carrera, the education secretary for CACA department or something like that, emphasized the need for increased vigilance by parents and teachers to prevent such events from occurring. And I'm quoting, "We are asking parents, administrators, and teachers to be aware of students so we can prevent these types of things from ever happening again." I said that dramatically.
You did.
This is not the first instance of children being affected after playing with a Ouija board in Colombia. In March of this year, 28 schoolgirls were hospitalized in Galeras after losing consciousness during a similar activity. School officials accompanied the students to the hospital and parents were promptly notified. The incidents have sparked concern over the potential dangers associated with Ouija boards. One mother expressed her worries, saying, "I work here in a hospital kiosk, and every day I see three or four children arrive after fainting. Parents, you have to move. Investigate what's happening at school, because our children cannot continue in this situation. Our children..." I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to laugh. "Our children always have a good breakfast, and it cannot be said that's what's happening due to lack of food."
I guess one of the theories
going around is lack of food.
Okay.
So in an earlier case, and I think it might be the one in March, a retired NYPD police officer turned exorcist, Chris DeFlorio, linked the illnesses to the opening of a doorway to evil. Oh, Jesus. My God, when we're opening a doorway to evil, do not bark, Madden. Kathy's dog.
So sorry.
What? Doorway to evil? He is not okay with that sort of thing.
No.
So,
no, he is
good
not.
Boy. Anyway, so he linked the illnesses to the opening of a doorway to evil, that's in quotes, during Ouija board sessions. The phenomenon seems to be escalating with 5 documented cases occurring across multiple schools in Colombia and potentially more incidents that remain unreported. One previous incident revolved a teenage girl speaking in a strange language and assaulting her brother with a stick. Now, that could happen every day, the assault with a stick between siblings. Not saying that I'm for that sort of thing. These occurrences highlight the urgent need for further investigation and precautions to ensure the safety of children involved in activities associated with Ouija boards. What do you think? Is that like some hysteria? Do you think it's bullshit? What?
I think it sounds like a great way to get out of school for the day.
So I watch one of these videos. Now, am I really watching a video of girls who were playing with a Ouija board in school and having hysteria? But these girls were on the ground. It looked like convulsions. It was very weird. And so I was going to play the audio, but all you hear is people screaming like, stop! Yeah.
Well, okay, so many questions.
I know, there's a lot, right?
Like, why are they playing with Ouija boards at school? How does it happen to dozens of them when, you know, you only have usually playing a Ouija board or 2 people on the board and maybe a couple people watching? Like, why are there dozens of people?
36 in this case and 28 or something like that.
All right,
in the
3
other
dozen.
Yeah.
But how are 3 dozen?
You know what
being?
It makes me think of is kind of like, oh gosh, what is the type of religion where you kind of speak in tongues and mm-hmm. what is that?
Pentecostal.
That's what I'm looking for. So one person, the spirit of God moves them and they start talking gibberish. And you see video of them down on the ground like that, like having these convulsions and that's a religious experience. Do you think it could be similar to that? It's more of a hysteria. So it happened to one person. I don't know.
I think throughout history, there's been these things where, you know, this one person has this, and then after a while, there's this other one, and another one, and another one, and another. And then pretty soon, it's a cluster of these hysteria things. And I'm always a little bit skeptical.
Well, when you look back, like in the 1980s, there was the whole, like at daycares and things, there was all of these diabolic cults and these devil worshipers, and they were taking children and doing these horrific things. And they really weren't like the, I've listened to a number of different podcasts and watched some shows where, and it was kind of a hysteria. Everybody's accusing this daycare of doing this demon worshiping. They're interrogating the kids, and the kids are just little, and they're like, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And they believed it. And I don't think any of that actually happened. So I don't know. I just thought that was interesting that this Ouija board story was in the news. And so I had to do it.
And I do think that Ouija boards can be creepy, and maybe some creepy things can happen surrounding Ouija boards.
I definitely think some things can come in.
I'm not saying that couldn't be the case. This just sounds a little far-fetched.
Yeah. It sounds like something out of a movie. But at the same time, like, I don't want a whole bunch of schoolgirls in Columbia to be possessed by the devil either.
No, we hate that. I wouldn't want that to happen. But I'm just thinking, it just sounds a little bit kind of like, well, you know, Becky's getting out of school today because she's, you know, fainted and has hysteria. Huh. Maybe if I throw myself on the ground, I might too. You know,
I am thankful that 90% of them have recovered from certain symptoms. Or 10% still have certain symptoms,
yeah, that's
however
right.
you want to read that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that was interesting.
Okay, I'm going to go heavily skeptical on this. What about you?
I'm going hysteria.
You're going to go hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think there was something that happened. And, you know, and it could be too, like, look back at the Salem witch trials. There was a lot of finger pointing. But there also, there could have been some things that happened, like with food poisoning, like some, like they ate a mushroom that caused them to do, you know, so there could be other things.
You know, I think, did you just read that recently the state of Connecticut gave some sort of absolution to those witches? Yeah, they 400 years after the fact. They went in and said, we're sorry that happened to you guys.
It took us 400 years.
And it was some of the family members doing research came around on this.
That's interesting.
And they, you know, and a lot of them, when I was listening to a story about that, they were talking and said that they think that some of these were people that, A, were not particularly likable. Maybe like this one woman said that she had read stories about this great aunt or whatever, great, 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 great aunt. And she goes, it was obvious she was not a very likable person. So when people just wanted to get her out, you know, they accused her of this. So there's a lot of things like, did anybody stand to personally gain from getting somebody out? Like, you know, if you didn't really love your wife anymore and you wanted to get this
got a new girlfriend.
Yeah, you could just accuse her. So, I mean, then there could be people that are mentally ill, right, that do have dementia or schizophrenia, or there's lots of things that you could say at that point they couldn't have explained.
Yeah.
So then, therefore they're a witch. And apparently there were quite a few women, but there were a few men as well.
It wasn't
just women.
But this one, watching the video, there were definitely girls on the ground looking like they were having seizures.
But what was weird in here was they said, well, it could be a Ouija board or it could be some sort of thing that was on an internet challenge.
Yeah.
Like, did they drink something?
And did they find a Ouija board? Like, how does this go back to the
Ouija
board?
That's what I mean. Like, I need more information here because...
Was it like after school Ouija board meetup?
Or did they do one of those weird internet challenges where they drank something they weren't supposed to, you know?
We're always hearing kids doing that crap.
I know, right?
So, I don't know. So, here's a call that we got. Here we go.
Hi. So... My story is when I was about 9 or 10 years old, I remember I lived in this house in Africa with my family and my caretaker. And it was in the afternoon. And I remember that I was walking downstairs from the bathroom, I think, and what happened was I heard my name being called, and I called back to my caretaker, and there was no response, and I think she was outside. And this happened a couple more times. Even my sister said she heard it happen to herself, too. And I remember my friends would say how they lived in their house and they would hear footsteps in their own house. And I thought that it was like, oh, yeah, that has happened to me, but not as bad. And I remember I would feel whenever I sleep in my room, I would be scared, terrified, because I felt like I wasn't alone. So, but when we moved back to the United States, I never heard about it again.
Hi.
Who was the random freaky bi at the end? Listen to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hi.
Who was that? That part makes it sound paranormal.
Hi.
But hearing your name, that's interesting because I've heard my name in places that was just weird. I don't think the place was haunted at all. Like when I was working at Taco Grande, I was assistant manager, by the way. I always like to mention that because I was only 17 and an overachiever, yeah. But I was assistant manager. So when I was assistant manager at Taco Grande, one day I was the only one in there and I heard my name, but from the front, and I thought someone had come in. In that place, Taco Grande wasn't haunted. So I think it's interesting. I think that it doesn't even necessarily have to be where you live that you're hearing your name. Oh, I think no. There could be this veil of, you know, it could be loved ones around you. It could be some people will say your angels or there's something around you and somehow you are working on frying up the chips and cutting them up at Taco Grande and you're in your doing your thing, mm-hmm. and you hear it out of the blue.
You know, I had it happen just, I would say a couple weeks ago, where I was falling, just at that point where I'm starting to fall asleep, and somebody said, Kathy, really loud, and it woke me up. I sat up. Like you said, this happened, something happens because you're doing some just mundane activity, right?
But your mind's kind of open,
because you're just, you know, cutting up the, you know,
the tortilla chips to make the chips.
And by the way, do they have Sanchos anywhere? Like, remember, I don't even see them.
Taco Grande had Sanchos.
Yeah, I don't even see them on a menu anymore. But at any rate.
Once in a while you do.
Yeah, but at any rate. My thing is, I have always wondered if it's more of a collective consciousness that we kind of empty our minds doing just, you know, folding the towels stuff or whatever. And then we're kind of exposing ourselves to hearing other things. Maybe every now and then, maybe you'll hear something and you'll think, what was that? Like a word or something? And you'll think, where did that come from? Right? And I just wonder if sometimes it's more of, we just kind of open ourselves and we can maybe hear, tap into other people's consciousness or something that's happening not even close. Maybe they're way far away from us, but we hear that, you know.
There's 20 things in your head at any given time. And once in a while, you're just playing piano and you're in the zone. And mm-hmm. I think that's when things like that can happen.
I do too. And it's maybe someone else is just thinking of you.
Yeah.
And thought of Carol, and then you hear Carol, and they're kind of getting your attention. I just always feel like maybe we're all just a little bit more connected than we realize.
And I would not be surprised if again in her life she doesn't hear her name randomly.
Oh, I think she will definitely hear her name many times.
Well, if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts. .com. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.